Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight and our Wednesday edition, which is really not all that unlike our other days of the week editions. But it's great to have you with us. Wherever you're joining us from, we are broadcasting statewide from downtown Green Bay, beautiful downtown Green Bay, back on the home court after a lovely night in Madison. And great to be back in the seat that I share with Jim Schmidt, Conrad. Jim was here this morning, right?
Yes, he was.
I feel I can tell. The chair is different. It's formed to Jim's butt, and I'm just trying to make it work for me. So I'm sure he'll have to do the same thing in the morning. But it is an honor to be back in the chair I share with Jim. I noticed some empty beer cans around the studio, Conrad. You know anything about that?
Well, it got pretty crazy last night.
Did it get crazier? You did have a party, didn't you? You did a little Joel Goodson.
I'm surprised you didn't see the kegger I hid.
What'd you do with it? Put it in the neighbor's trash can? I've taught you
it's
well.
It's in a dumpster right outside.
Right. It is great to be back. It's fun to be in Madison. That was a lot of fun. Civic Media headquarters, doing the show there. Always a blast, but great to be back here in Green Bay and great to have you with us on this Wednesday night. Edition of Nightlight. We have a great show tonight. Mary Mack will be here at 6:35. Do you hear what I did there, Conrad? Showtime.
Yep.
6:35, because it's only 6:08 right now. So this is taking some adjusting. I said if we have to do the show any earlier, if we get moved down earlier, it'll be late afternoon tea with Pete Chwaba, because I don't think we could pull off Nightlight. Although it'd still be dark when I leave. And you know what? When the winter comes, it's going to be dark at 4:30.
Yeah.
So we'll still have to light the night. But Mary Mack is here. She's a very funny comedian. She will be here at 6:35. She is in the middle of her Wisconsin tour. She is playing cities all throughout our state. She's been on national TV, huge podcasts, and she is really, really funny. And she's a native Wisconsinite, and she has Minnesota blood. So we'll have to grill her on that. I'm sure she's very confused, but we'll get to the bottom of that. And then Rose Abdu from the show Hacks will be here. Rose joins us at 8:20. 7:20. I'll finally have this down, and then they're going to move us back from like 10 to 12 midnight. This is a great time. You like this time? This is fun, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I loved it, man. I got to hit State Street, take a few laps yesterday. Still light out. It was pretty cool. Rose is really funny, and she is really funny on the show Hacks. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. She's a very talented actress and hilariously funny. So we'll talk to Rose at 8:20, and I will grill her about all things Hacks and lots of other stuff on the show. It is, how do we do this? What should we do here? All right, I saw this. I'm gonna get the question out there sooner tonight because, hey, by the way, we're at 500 followers now. Did you know that?
Well, that's good.
That is good. Listeners, thank you. If you're following the show or if you've given Nightlight a like on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you can like us, it is very much appreciated. That's important in getting the word out about the show. So thank you very much for your support. Whoever liked or followed, it is much appreciated. And can't thank you enough. It's fun to talk to you every night and have you guys interact. As you know, you can always interact throughout the show with whatever we're talking about. And if you want to scold Conrad for the party he threw last night, that's fine, too. We have to do this by committee.
Or if you want to invite to the next one.
Oh, is that how it is? Okay. We have insurance. That's okay. Our question tonight is, what's the worst job you've had? And this is where it comes from. According to a brand new poll, 1/3 of Americans have worked at a fast food place at some point. And I saw this other interesting tidbit. Like 60% of people fantasize about quitting their job. Why are you smiling, Conrad? Don't laugh at me. So that begs the question, what is the worst job you've had? I would say, I think I've talked about this on the show before. I was a garbage man after my freshman year in college. And that was horrible. Nobody liked me. all the city workers hated me because I was a college kid. It was me and one other kid, Jeff. And they just, they did not like us. They made fun of us. They had laughs at our expense. It was not a pleasant summer. However, I also worked fast food. That was miserable too. I worked at McDonald's and you would go home with like burger juice all over your arms. Your arms would literally smell like McDonald's hamburgers.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like the girl repellent. grilled onion is terrible. So I would put, and you know what I think? I think I made for that summer $5 an hour picking up people's filthy garbage. I think that's all I made.
Yeah, that's no good.
Awful, right? And McDonald's was like $3.35 an hour. That was minimum wage at the time. Now minimum wage is like $6. Like, it's gone up nothing. It's higher in some places, but that was a terrible job. And I worked in a factory. That wasn't great either, but I want to know what the worst job you've had is. I would say mine was being a garbage man because I saw filthy, gross, disgusting stuff on a daily basis. Although it was sweet. Whenever someone would like throw out a couch or a piece of furniture, we would put it in the thing and the hydraulic arm would come and just snap the couch in two.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had first dibs.
No. Would you take a couch? You know what? The other guy took free beer. Like the beer depot would give the city workers the beer that just expired. So it's probably still good, but they couldn't sell it legally. So he'd give it to the garbage man. And I would be like, no, thanks. I just didn't, I don't need old beer. And they looked at me like I was nuts. Dude, well, it's free beer.
Exactly. Why would you
expired.
Do that?
It's expired. I'm going to vomit. So that would be my worst job. What would you say? I know you worked at the Foot Locker, K-Man.
Champs.
Oh, Champs. Okay.
That actually rates among probably the best ones.
Yeah, that would sound. Did you get a discount?
Oh, yeah. I got a sweet discount.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
That's half of the reason I worked there. And I would say I worked at Cousins. That wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I would
terrible.
I would say, though, I worked at a bowling alley for a little bit. Mm. And I just did cleanup duty pretty much.
Cleanup? Like food? Like people drop food and stuff? Or
yeah, I clean all that stuff. And I clean the lanes, too.
Okay.
Which was not that fun.
What would you have to do? Is it just like a mop or something?
No, it was a whole machine. You had to push it down all the lanes.
Like a buffer?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, this seems kind of cool.
You get a workout in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'd say the worst one, though, is this wasn't really even a job. My dad just said, yeah, my son will clean your bar if you want.
Free?
I think I got like $20 or something around there, but it was disgusting. Because it was on Sunday.
Condom wrappers and vomit. And
it was a Sunday that I had to clean it.
What's the worst thing you saw cleaning a bar?
Vomit.
Vomit, yeah. There are bars, dive bars.
Yeah.
Where people just turn their head and vomit and then just keep drinking. It's like when Favre puked on the sideline and just kept playing. They're gamers, Conrad. They just sit there and drink. They turn, bleh, keep it coming. You know, for the hardcore dudes, that sounds pretty bad. So would you say that's your worst?
I didn't do it for long, but yeah, I would say that was it.
That would be up there. All right. So what is the worst job you've ever had? You can let us know via text message at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app, which is very easy. Click on any one of the stations, and we are on statewide, so you should get our show. And there's a little text icon right there. You can hit us up that way or text on the stream. That will work as well. Always great to hear what people are thinking. Jim on the stream says, greetings, Pete and Conrad, the man whom without his presence, none of this would happen. Are you talking about Conrad, Jim?
I think he is.
I think. Oh, there he goes. And now Jim says, beer doesn't technically expire. It gets skunky and doesn't really taste good, but it won't hurt you to ingest it. You know what, Jim? If beer is skunky and doesn't taste good, I'm going to say it expired. But it'll still get you where you want to go. You're right. I mean, you drink it and you'll still get blitzed, right? Why else would people drink like an expired Blatz beer? You're not doing it for the nuance of the amber or of the whatever you call it. So I'm driving here today from Madison. These Wisconsin highways, and it's probably like this everywhere. There's a car in front of me with a bumper sticker that says, drive now, text later. I'm like, okay, cool. And he wasn't speeding or anything. I went around him, passed him on the left. Guess what he was doing? Well, texting.
If I had to guess, that was it.
He's got that bump. Maybe he bought the car. And he's like, I don't like this car because that bumper sticker represents everything I'm against. Because I love to text and drive. But he bought it anyway. Maybe it was an emergency. I don't know. I thought that was really hypocritical, though. Jim says, I'm with you on that. Yes, I was giving Conrad props.
Well, thank you.
Well done, Jim. He deserves it. Conrad takes a little bit of verbal abuse when I'm here, but it's all in good fun. You know, I like to reprimand him for partying when I'm gone.
You know, actually, this morning, I was a Mino and a mayor just telling me that I look 17 the whole time, pretty much.
I hope you stick up for yourself when those guys do that. Because I could have some choice words for them.
Yeah.
What do you say back to him?
Well, it's like, I'm 25. I get, maybe it's a compliment. Thank you for saying I look younger.
I think it is, because ageism is a thing.
Yeah.
You went for a job when you're 45 and you look 35. The company's like, oh, we can get 30 years out of this guy. Little do they know. All right, we got to do a thing. All right, I'm going to talk about this new show I'm watching. Did we cover your shows yesterday?
Well, yeah, we did. But we also got to talk about a podcast that I think everyone would want to listen to.
Yeah, we'll definitely cover that. We're waiting for our membership card still.
No, we're not.
Because the show isn't budgeted to pay $200 for a Hawktua membership card. We got to talk to Sage. This is an outrage. The whole company should join the Hawktua fan club. All right, Mary Mack is here tonight at 6:35, and Rose Abdu from the show Hacks is here at 7:20. The question of the night, what's the worst job you've ever had? We're going to come back and talk about some Hawktua and a new show I'm watching. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night of this short week. We've been moved up. We got a new time. It's a short week. Everything is just all crazy this week here on Nightlight. We got to read some texts. These are great. That's not us. Okay. All right. So we were talking about right before the break, something I thought was, just tell us what you found out, Conrad, about Hawktua.
Well, as I was searching the interwebs today, I found this video that Haley Welsh shared saying, my life has been pretty crazy these past couple months, and now I need to tell my side of the story. Now you can listen to my podcast, Hawktua.
So she's the victim. it's what I'm hearing. Poor Haley Welsh. Listen, she's not unlikable.
No.
But until she tweets out stuff like that, it's like, listen, you are in the bonus round right now. You're making money off, you know, sort of a foreplay maneuver, let's call it, that, you know, got captured at the right moment and you're cashing in on that. That's fine. So, you know, Conrad and I, we're trying to join your fan club. You're trying to charge us $200. Totally unfair.
That's not even VIP either.
That's not even VIP. And if you notice, remember when she was saying what you get for joining the fan club, you get all this stuff for $200 and all the stuff you get for $400 is the same stuff.
I think the one thing on VIP was you get a specialized message or something from her.
Yeah, I'm sure that's from her too. She's a nice girl. You know, we dated in the late 90s and she went on to do this and I'm in radio. So whatever, I wish her well. That's strange though. $200 to join a fan club.
Yeah, that's...
Who's joining that? That's what I want to know. Who's going, you know what? I've got $200 burning a hole in my pocket. And this is money well spent. I can probably write it off somehow. I don't get it. But the podcast is called, that's a clever, Talk Tua. She's actually going to spit on the podcast.
Well, now I'm tuning in.
Yeah, we have to listen to that. We'll grab some clips. Is the podcast free or what do we have to do for that?
So actually, you know who Jake Paul is?
Yes.
It's actually with his company.
Oh.
So I think it's free.
Okay.
But if it's not, it's probably
$500 to tell her side of the story. Did you send me that? That sounds like Hollywood beat material.
I will.
All right. From the 920, Paula Conrad's mom checking in. I worked at Friday Canning in Oakfield, Wisconsin on the corn line. Worst job ever. The canning factory was destroyed in the tornado in 1996. Thank you, Mother Nature, is what I'm hearing. Did you ever talk about that job, Conrad?
Yep.
Oh, really? Was that terrible, huh?
Yes.
And then Steve from Florida checks in. Worst job ever was my first job, age 12, detasseling corn. Oh, my God, does that sound awful. In the sweet cornfields close to Madison. Best startup job was McDonald's in Lake Delton. $1.85 an hour. Even though a greasy place to work at, the job gave me great work ethics, starting with clean as you go. Do you remember that, Pete? You know what? I do remember that, Steve. I don't remember that phrase, but I remember, I will say this, that where we made the burgers, it was very clean. So much so that a coworker of mine, a golden boy who everybody loved, dropped a bun on the floor and just picked it up and put a burger on it and served it.
Oh, that's...
It's awful.
That is gross.
And look, you know, I would never do that. He thought it was hilarious. E. coli's funny. But I don't remember clean as you go, but I do remember, for the most part, it was very clean. And maybe that's why my coworker felt comfortable doing that. I don't know. But that was $1.85 an hour. I didn't think that was... Is your dad like in his 80s, Conrad? No. Can't be $1.85, Steve. Unless he was like cleaning or something. Maybe he was, if he was 12. No, that was when he was detasseling corn. They both sound like bad jobs. But he's in Key West now. Steve's made it. From the 216, worst job I ever had, FAO Schwartz, my boss wore his high school class ring and thought he was Jack Welch. That's great. FAO Schwartz. I don't even know if they're still in business. Wow, the class ring. Do people still buy class rings? Do you have a class ring, Conrad?
I didn't buy one, no.
Okay.
Especially because it was so expensive. And I was like, I'm never going to wear this ever.
Who, honestly, your high school class ring, are people still wearing those? Like, I didn't get one, I don't think.
The boss, I wonder how old he was still and he was wearing that.
Yeah, like, if he's in his 30s, the FBI should start a file on that guy, but... Like if he's 21, okay, maybe, but still, even that's weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary Mack is here at 6:35. We need to hear some of her comedy. She is very funny. And let's play this clip that I found of Mary Mack. When we thought she was going to be on the show last week. It turns out everything is okay with her, which is great. She's been very, very cool about cooperating with our schedule change. So I'm very excited to talk to her. But let's hear some comedy from Mary Mack.
I grew up in northern Wisconsin. Not fancy. Yeah, we didn't get a spring break in school. Instead, we got a week off in November for deer hunting. Yeah, because with a freezer full of venison, who cares if you graduate? One time in school, the teachers decided to have a healthy lifestyles day. It's never been attempted before or since in the state of Wisconsin. But I took a class. It was called How to Slow Your Breathing Down in Case You Fall Through the Ice. But it wasn't even taught by like a expert or a park ranger. It's just some guy who fell through the ice and figured it out. my mom is retired up there in the woods, and she has no internet or cable news, so she has to have her own thoughts. Yeah, my mom is pro-trans rights, and she enjoys burning plastic. Yeah, you can't pigeonhole Jan. You can't. My mom is from that very bland Scandinavian country called Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah. She's never even had yogurt before. Mm-mm, too spicy. She's working with an old Swedish taste palette. Oh, chives on a baked potato. What are they trying to kill me?
That's great. That's hilarious. I love the Wisconsin accent. Do you think you have a Wisconsin accent?
I don't, but...
But if you went somewhere, people probably would tell you you do, right?
Probably.
So I'm watching this show. I want to get this in before we go to the news, called From. I can't remember. There was a guest on the show that told me about the From. People get trapped in this town, and they can't leave. And at night, these horrible creatures come out. I kind of got hooked on it, and it's not really my genre. It's a little bit along the lines of The Walking Dead, but people try to drive out of the town, and they end up back in the town, and they're all from different parts of America, and they're trying to figure out a way out. It's pretty cool. I would give it a recommendation if you like that kind of thing. But I watch it at night. It's a little scary. Even when I go to bed, I'm like looking over my shoulder for creatures.
Do you have a nightlight on?
I do, but I spell it differently at home. All right, Mary Mack is coming up next after Civic Media award-winning news informs you and tells you what you need to know. I am Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Walking with a love, with a love that's all so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk alone. So from the 920, Drake from Green Bay says, Haley's career could be short-lived if she hawk tours on the studio microphone. Well, hopefully they have a cover on it, Drake. I am so listening to that podcast. And I'm going to ask her, I'm going to plead with Haley to lower the cost of her fan club. Because we would love to join, but I ain't paying no $200. All right. This is exciting. We got great guests tonight. Rose Abdu from the show Hacks is here at 7:20. And right now I'm excited. I've wanted to have this next guest on for a while. She's very funny. She is a Wisconsin native who has been on all kinds of national TV shows and podcasts. She also spent time in Minnesota, as I understand it. So she's probably conflicted. We'll have to get to the bottom of that. Please welcome Mary Mack. Mary, hi.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I was listening and I recognize your show from driving, because I'm a road dog for, 21 years or so comedy. And I know this show. I've heard Civic Media driving down around Platteville and that area.
Nice.
And I'm stoked.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I hope we make your drive through Platteville or wherever in this wonderful state of ours more pleasant, Mary, as you've made, as your comedy has brightened our day. We listened to a clip just a little bit ago. So funny. Let's talk about, it says you're a native Minnesotan and Wisconsinite. I'm not saying that can't happen, but how did it happen? And what's it like dealing with that kind of inner turmoil?
Yeah, it is a lot of inner turmoil. You're right. I was born in Minnesota, but from the time of four up, I grew up in northern Burnett County, Wisconsin, and then I went to school in Oshkosh, and oh my gosh. And then after a while, I moved back to Minnesota because of the comedy club in Minneapolis is so good.
Yeah.
And I've been almost like... I'm back in Wisconsin, but it's almost been equal parts, almost, it feels like. And my parents are from Minnesota, and the biggest town we had growing up was, Duluth. And
yeah.
You have six kids, you buy your school clothes in Duluth because there's no sales tax. And you know, that's where grandma is. That's where the fast food was. So, you know, I don't know. There is a lot of inner turmoil, and it's really hard to give up that Minnesota residency because, man, the dump privileges. Holy cow. You wouldn't believe it. You feel like a queen there. That you put something in the alley, they just take it away for free and they recycle it. It's like $50 to get rid of a refrigerator in Wisconsin. I've been smuggling refrigerators and mattresses back into Minnesota to get rid of them for free. So I totally think it's worth the property tax I'm paying there. It's like a drug dealer, but I think I'm doing good things.
But you're providing a much healthier service, giving people something to sleep on and keep their
food
cold.
Yeah, well, no, I take your old mattress. I put it in the alley of the house that I don't even use just because the dump privileges are so good. So I'll bring the truck down. I'm going to be down there. I think you might be a 715 person too, but
I am.
I'm going down to Green Lake, and I'll be in Mineral Point, and I'll be in... If anybody from southern Wisconsin needs me to bring my truck and recycle your mattresses for free, I'm willing to do it.
Boy, two drink minimum, some laughs, and free recycling. That you don't get that from many other stand-up comedians. I applaud you. That's you're biting off a lot there, my friend. It sounds like
I had to buy a trailer. I'm a border kid too, right? So we grew up in, you know, Burnett County. We got Minnesota channels. But I had to buy a trailer just so I could smuggle in all the appliances and mattresses to recycle them for free. I'm serious about it.
Now, is that something you can write off because you bought the trailer? Is it paying for itself somehow?
No, not yet, Pete. It's okay. Not yet paying for itself.
You just like to help. You don't need the write-off. I applaud that. So where do you, I grew up in Chicago, moved to Wisconsin when I was like 12, moved back to Chicago to do stand up when I was, in college and all that. So I have that mixed state, genetics as well. When I'm in Chicago, I was a cheesehead. And when I'm here, I'm a fib. I can't win. Do you find that, the same with Wisconsin and Minnesota?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I here's what I do. I do know people in Wisconsin that are just so much friendlier. And if you talk to a Minnesotan person, they'll agree with you. Mm. Friendlier, easier to get to know. People will live in Minnesota and not know their neighbor for like 10 years. So it's just, it's easier. And I guess, you know, I'm living off the South Shore and, there's still so many Minnesota folks, so it's kind of like a nice blend of people, and so far no name calling. It's pretty good. Hostility so far.
I'm not trying to start anything, but
yeah,
living next to someone and not knowing who they are for 10 years, that sounds a little subversive.
Anybody could be a serial killer. You can't. It's terrifying. I mean. But here everybody welcomes you to their. I remember I was in college. I worked a summer in Door County, and every stranger invited me over to dinner. It was amazing. The Eastern Wisconsin friendliness. It's great. The hospitality is great.
It's fantastic, and that's nice to hear you say that. So we're both 715ers. I admit I don't have a landline, so I don't have a 715, but I live in the 715. Are you a resident of Wisconsin right now? I thought you were like on one of the coasts.
Oh no! After I used to have to live out in LA part time, but then because of COVID, maybe you know, one of the very few good things that came out of COVID is when you're a voiceover artist, you can actually just do that remote now.
Oh, nice.
And I had done it remote in the past, but not all shows were willing to do it. And I do a Hulu Disney-owned show called Solar Opposites. And the whole time with COVID, I've been recording. It's easiest for me to drive over to Duluth, or sometimes I drive down to Minneapolis, and I will take my mattresses with me. but they don't give me any guff about it. They're still letting me do it. So as long as I can do it, I'm able to... put some money away this way and not pay that LA rent. And so I'm really grateful. I hope I still can. I hope people watch my show. Our fifth season came out August 12th. Yeah, and then we just got done recording the sixth season, and I hope people watch it because I get health insurance from it. And my God, your life is totally different when you get health insurance.
Well, and you need it when you're sleeping on a dirty mattress in a foreign state. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I get a lot of infections. So
you probably get pink eye on a weekly basis.
Yeah, pink eye, brown eye, green eye, all. I got all the eyes. I mean, those. I guess those are colors of eyes you can have, but unnatural. Yeah. So a lot of rashes. And, you know, U.S. Yeah. Healthcare. It's not such a big deal anymore.
Right. So, all right. So the show is called Solar Opposites. It's on Hulu. The fifth season. Check it out. It sounds great. I'm totally watching that. Conrad, let's fire up some popcorn. We're watching Solar Opposites.
Sounds
later.
Good.
Yeah. I love
it's
this.
It's not for kids. I always try to give them a clean take of something.
Okay.
And they really enjoy making me yell. It's like with my dialect, they claim I have an accent, which I don't think I do. And then they enjoy making me swear and yell. So it's not for kids. I know a lot of teenagers think they're getting away with something watching it, but it's really not for maybe real religious people either. Okay, I'll give you a list of people who it's not for. It's probably not for my mother-in-law. She's a former Canadian church secretary, so she wouldn't like it. Yeah, it's probably not for any born-again Christians.
Okay.
It probably ELCA is fine. But there's a long list of people it's not for. But that being said, it's been popular. At one point, it was the most popular show on Hulu. So
that's great.
I know there's something to it.
So if someone
watch it. I'm too busy hauling appliances over to Minnesota.
You're too busy giving back to humanity. Well, and that's a good excuse. But if you're on a bad path to where you haven't been born again yet, and you're still spiraling, this sounds like the show for someone like that.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to hell, go ahead and watch Solar Opposites on Hulu. Because, man, that's the show for you.
Okay. All right. So, Mary, I want to ask you about, obviously, you have a vintage camper in the North Woods. I saw this on your, I think I saw it on your website. You're restoring it?
Yeah.
Or what's going on with the vintage camper?
I did. I may have over-restored it. I some things aren't meant to have air conditioning, I'll tell you that. This 1975, maybe 77 scamp, it's made in Minnesota as well, and I do haul it over there for repairs usually once a year. But I enjoy it. My husband and he's a comedian too, Tim Harmston, he's fantastic. We went on a 6-week tour in it, which we'll never do again, just because, you know, you have to get somewhere. You're driving 8 hours. You hurry up and set up your camper and then run to the show. And you don't even necessarily, you know, there's not a shower most of the time.
Ooh.
So I can't believe that, though. We did everyday shows 6 weeks all the way to the East Coast and back and through Canada. And we didn't even fight until we got an hour from home.
Wow.
Can you believe it? This camper is 9 feet long inside. It's tiny.
Wow.
It's tiny, and we made it that long.
That's pretty good. That sounds like a really strong marriage.
I don't know anymore.
is Tim from Wisconsin as well, or does he object to living here? Does he like living here? How's that working out?
No, he grew up in Menominee, Wisconsin, but he started his stand-up in Chicago, too. And actually, Tim's a really, really nice guy until I get in the truck to back the camper up, and then he immediately starts yelling. Oh. Nothing has to happen. He just goes from 0 to 12, you know, beyond 10. Just the backing up of the campers, no matter who's doing it, throws them into a complete rage. But we're still together, so
And if you want
this camper for a while,
if you want marriage counseling, that's probably something you have to go to Minnesota for too, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's also free marriage counseling.
Free marriage counseling. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
One of us has to keep a residency there. Somehow, a residency, a citizenship, I guess.
Yeah, you better hope they never build a wall in Minnesota between these two states.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, how did you get started in stand-up? You're up in northern Wisconsin. You said you started in the Twin Cities. Great comedy town.
Well, you know what, though? I have 2 degrees in music. That's why I do comedy.
Oh, wow.
So my second degree in music was in Nashville, and I had a polka band being from Wisconsin. I missed my polka.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had a polka band down in Nashville, and we were so bad that I had to stall for time by telling stories in between the songs. And then pretty soon people said, you know, we like the stories a lot better than the songs, which is the worst thing you ever could hear if you're a band. And so then I just went into comedy, and I didn't know I could do comedy. I started out thinking, you know, what could I do? And then it just wound up that there were the most open mics for comedy to figure out what you wanted to do.
So what's the band doing now? Are they all, like, working at Jiffy Lube, or what are they doing?
It could be a documentary.
hold that thought. Let's pick up there. Mary Mack is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's a great comedian. She's one of Wisconsin's very own. She even has a 715 area code. It does not get more Wisconsin than that. We'll be back with more with Mary on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saw more sad gelato people walk by. It's just depressing. I'm sorry. Like, during the summer, there are hordes of people going next door for gelato. Now it's just sad gelato. It's fall gelato. It's not summer, and I don't have any place for it. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We're broadcasting statewide from downtown Green Bay, and we are talking with comedian Mary Mack, who is a 715er, native Wisconsinite, and Minnesota. She's joining us tonight over the phone. We were talking about how you got your stand-up, Mary, and please continue.
I'm surprised you guys came back, actually.
What, you think we just took a powder or
something? Anytime somebody gets back on the phone with me, so thank you so much.
Well, you know, this is our pleasure, really. It's you're a lot of fun. This is really, I can't believe we haven't had you on sooner. This is great.
Yeah, this is nice. This is a... Like, I don't even have to leave my house, so thanks for letting me call in.
Absolutely.
That would have been a toughie driving to Green Bay and back.
Hey, you are, I don't know how far of it, what is that, like a 6-hour drive?
It's about 5 hours from here, I think.
In the Scampi? Or in the Scamp?
Oh, Scampi. I always add a day on for the Scamp. You don't know. One time I brought it into the Scamp dealership. You know, they hate seeing me come because I have like a whole paint job, everything, and I put marine lights on it, everything like that.
Oh.
So they hate seeing me come down the road to get a repair. The last time I was in there, they're like, do you know that this isn't attached? Like, the top part wasn't even attached to the wheel part, you know, the chassis. So it was just like a loose lid on a trailer, basically.
And, well, unfortunately, you might be talking to the one person who knows less about Scamps than you, and that would be me. So I'm not.
Okay.
But, you know, hey, if you ever bring it to this way, come to the eastern part of the state again or Green Bay, you have to come in and be on the show here. It would be fun. You have any dates coming up in this area, or talk about your tour a little bit?
I don't think I can get it right. I can't get the. It's going to take me a while to get the mice carcasses out of there. But I have date coming up this weekend in Oshkosh, and that's close to you.
Yeah.
No, it's not Oshkosh. It's Green Lake. I'm in October. I'm in Oshkosh.
Okay.
At Time Community Theater. So I'm going to be there October 24th, a Thursday. And so then this weekend I'm in Green Lake, and I'm not sure how far that is from you. But it's not too far from Oshkosh.
Okay. Well, we'll touch base.
Yeah, I got MaryMacComedy.com, so if people want to look at the schedule on there. I believe I was trying to tell you something about, how I got started in comedy. Yeah. Was that enough of a description for you? Or do you need me to elaborate?
No. Listen, we just got a text on the stream. Jim Denny says, Mary Mac is awesome funny. When is she playing around the valley? Well, Jim, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Green Lake coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. Oshkosh on October 24th at Time Community Theater. It's on my website. Or else Green Lake. Yeah. Green Lake Thrasher Opera House this Saturday, September 7th.
That's right.
And I will not proselytize the mattress recycling. I will actually do comedy. I'll do my bits. And I have a really wonderful opener. She's great, Dana Ehrman, and she's out of Milwaukee, and I hire clean comics, so, because then you can entertain all ages, and it's easier to go on TV and do comedy if you're clean, so.
Definitely.
I keep it pretty clean, so.
That's excellent. So, you're so unique. I mean, you're very funny, but you have a very unique take and persona. Who are your influences when it comes to stand-up? Who did you grow up watching, and how did you kind of steer your comedy this way?
You know, I didn't even know you could be a stand-up comedian, but there's really just two people. I saw, before I started, I only saw one tape, a VHS tape that way back when, Louis Anderson, who I just adore, and he later became my friend and my mentor, and that's hard to just to think he's not here anymore. It's tough, but he was really the only, and you know what, the influence was there, because I wasn't smart enough to at the time as a kid to know what tight writing is or what good joke writing is, but the influence there was seeing my brother-in-law, who, my siblings were much older than me, and the whole family sitting around watching this VHS tape and just laughing, and the fact that nobody got up and left, they stayed there, and it was like a memorable family moment, and that stuck with me. It'll stick with me my whole life, sitting in our our living room all piled up on Thanksgiving or something, watching that special, and it was so good, and he only got better and better and better after that. But when I was, I think it was like sixth grade or something like that, Star Search with Ed McMahon was on.
Sure.
And, I saw Ellen DeGeneres on there.
Oh, and great stand-up, yeah.
Yeah, and it might have even been before that, I'm not sure, but I think that's about the era I saw her.
Okay.
And I thought, this lady's going to be famous. And I wrote her name down on a piece of paper, and I stuck it on my bulletin board. And I left it there. I stayed on my bulletin because my mom never, we never cleaned out that room for ages. And so probably stayed up there at least 12, 15 years. And on a bulletin board, and when people, I'd be in college, and I'd have friends come over, and they'd see the bulletin board. And it'd just be things I thought would happen, and I put them on my bulletin board, and Ellen DeGeneres' name was there, and she did pretty dang good for herself.
As did Louis Anderson. I'm so envious, because like when I would watch comics, Louis Anderson is one of those guys, like, you watch and it's like, man, I wish I knew him. Like, I wish I was friends with him. He just seemed like a good guy, and he's so funny. And a Minneapolis guy, right?
He was so funny. What was that you said?
And he was a Minneapolis guy, correct? Isn't he
from
there?
Yeah, he grew up in St. Paul.
Okay.
So sometimes I'd have to pick him up, and I'd pick him up in a Dodge Neon that was about 4 inches off the ground. Well, And I remember one time I picked him up, and no, he always had a weight struggle, and he was always trying to get in shape. And then he always, you know, he had a bum knee. Oh my God, he couldn't believe I picked him up in a car that close, that small, and that close to the ground, and to get him out.
Hey, Mary, can you hang for a few more minutes after the news?
I'd love
to keep you for a couple more minutes. Okay, fantastic. Comedian Mary Mack, that's the voice you're hearing. She's so funny. She's going to stick with us through the award-winning Civic Media News, which comes on now. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.